Hi there. The word for you today is, be willing to let God mold you. In Jeremiah 18, verse 6, we read, as clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, says the Lord. Henry Popham, one of China's first missionaries, spent 40 years telling its people about the love of Jesus and how he died to take away their sin. One day after he finished speaking, a man approached him and said, we know this Jesus. He's been here. Dr. Popham explained that that wasn't possible because Jesus had lived and died long ago in a country far from China. Oh no, the man insisted. He died here. I can even show you his grave. He led Dr. Popham outside the city to a cemetery where an American was buried. There, inscribed on a crumbling gravestone, was the name of a medical doctor who felt called by God to live and die among the people of this remote Chinese village. And when its people heard Dr. Popham describe the attributes of Jesus, his mercy, his love, his kindness, his willing to forgive, they remembered the missionary doctor. You know what? God will use you when you're willing to become clay in the potter's hand. Think about it. Clay has no aspirations. It's moldable, pliable, and completely subject to the potter's will. Henry Blackaby writes, when God's assignment demands humility, he finds a servant willing to be humbled. When it requires zeal, he looks for someone he can fill with the Spirit. God uses holy vessels, so he finds those who'll allow him to remove their impurities. It's not a noble task being clay. There's no glamour to it, nothing boastworthy, except it's exactly what God is looking for. And that's the word for you today.